Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Costello is sponsored by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services, by CSEA Local 830. We work for you. And by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Suffolk County's number one volume dealer. Does a great job. He's a lucky man because he gets to cover the Jets for the New York Post. Does a brilliant job doing that. And that is Brian Costello. Brian, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Is the power of positive thinking coming through after talking to Ty Montgomery or what?
Oh, my God.
I like that.
Yeah, it's great. That's great.
Monzo was telling me, producer of Mike's On, that was one of the funniest moments he's heard. Ty Montgomery explaining to you, of all people, Joe, this whole theory of positive thinking.
It's only been 50 years.
Well, I texted Erdy. I said, this is great. And Erdy said he might have a second career if he can turn around Joe here.
Yeah. I don't think you're turning me around. It didn't take me. I let the coach go week one. Okay? I let him go. But now, already.
Now you ready to get him?
Oh, come on. I mean, what is this guy doing last night? I mean, I understand the injury to Simeon. I understand all these, you know, whatever you want to give me. Kelvin Beachum got, you know, annihilated by Myles Garrett. Whatever you want to say. How does this guy? First of all, what was that at the end of the first half? Let's start with that, Brian.
Yeah.
What the hell was this guy doing? He basically gave them 3 points before halftime. What is he doing?
Yeah, I don't understand why he threw it on that pass. Now, Bellamy dropped the ball.
Still,
if Bellamy catches the
course.
Ball, it's a different story. But I don't understand why he threw it there, stopped the clock, because it seemed like he was intent on getting into the locker room. You know, he didn't call a timeout when the Browns had the ball there and let the clock run down. I don't understand why he decided, I think it was second down, threw the ball.
Yep.
And then they got delay game. Then they got delay game on third down, and then he ran Le'Veon. Yeah, I didn't really understand that. So Cleveland didn't have to use their last timeout then until Le'Veon ran the ball on third down, and they come down and kick the field goal. I didn't get it. That one puzzled me. And the one in the third quarter where they actually were moving the ball.
Oh, God.
They get third and two at the 12, and he decided to throw it to Robbie in the end zone rather than running
Le'Veon twice. Twice.
Yeah.
Just give him the ball twice for 2 yards, please.
Yeah, once Simeon went down, you know, I thought it was, okay, Le'Veon left, Le'Veon right, screen pass to Le'Veon, pitch to Le'Veon. Like that's what the offense had to be. And he got away from that a few times and tried to do some other stuff. But I thought they should have just rode Le'Veon as far as they could take him and get Ty Montgomery. You know, you guys, I heard the interview.
Yeah.
And you guys are right. They're not using him enough. I thought they could have used him more, and so they don't, you know, kill Le'Veon Bell with all these carries. But get Ty Montgomery in there and just kind of rely on the ground game a little bit more.
The problem with what he did before halftime, not only the contradiction, right? If you're not going to use the timeout, then you're throwing it on second down. The contradiction's awful. But I think when he doesn't use the timeout with about a minute 40, minute 45 to go, let the Browns come to the line of scrimmage, let them, you know, tell you, yeah, we're going for it. Not really. Delay of game.
Yeah.
I think that's Adam Gase telling the world, I've got no confidence in this offense. We can't score. And if that's the case, why bother playing? I mean, if you're not going to try to score points, then what the hell are we even doing there? What are we all doing sitting there?
He had a guy playing quarterback, Evan, this is his first game he was ever active
for. But, Brian, you have to score to win.
Right. That's it.
Okay, yeah, but they had to get in the locker room and regroup and try to figure some things out. I don't kill him. I thought they should have just run the clock out.
That's what they
should
have done.
I kill him for throwing.
Yes,
I would have just gotten to the locker room and regrouped.
Well, hold on a second. A minute 45 to go with 3 timeouts. A minute 45 or 2 timeouts, because they would have used one to stop the clock.
Timeouts.
Really? I get Luke Falk, the third-string quarterback, but he's going to be the quarterback the rest of the game. What the hell's going to happen in the second half?
Yeah, I think at halftime, though, you need to figure some things out.
This guy,
it wasn't like this guy was someone who had experience. He's never been active for a game before. He's never been in a uniform before season game.
Bro,
so
I know.
I can't kill him on that one.
I know what you're saying about the timeout, but I would, at that point, down 10, they didn't have great field position. Just get off the damn field.
We don't know what field position they were going to have yet. Think about it. The Browns haven't punted yet.
You'd watched almost a half of football at that point, Evan. Did you have any confidence in their offense?
It's not about confidence. It's about try to win the game. That's my point. And but whatever, I disagree with you guys. That's fine.
Whatever the situation, it was a bad decision what he did before
halftime.
Well,
yeah, the contradiction
was a mess.
Either way, it was a mistake. The other thing in this game is the penalties by the defense, which cost them 10 points. I mean, Jamal Adams pushing, he gave them 3 points there, and then they're off the field on fourth down, and I don't know about that defensive holding. I mean, come on. But whatever, you know, that cost them 10 points right there.
Those were huge. Beecham had one on offense where they actually had a longer gain to Robbie Anderson, and he got called for holding. They had some killer penalties in this game.
Yeah, well, they only had 12 in the game. And I thought the defense played pretty decent. They really did.
Yeah.
Guys like Neville Hewitt, guys like Blake Cashman, guys like Basham, these guys played well. And Leonard Williams, he stinks. I mean, let's stop
I defended
Williams
him on your
now.
Show.
Brian,
I can't defend him. I thought last night was the time, okay, make a play. You know what I mean?
Of
your
course.
Team is hurting. You got a lot of people missing. You are a star on this team. Make a play. And he was invisible.
Invisible. I mean, there's no way I give this guy a dime next year. This guy goes. Goodbye. See you, Leonard Williams. I've had enough of this guy. But overall, how about Greg Williams benching Trumaine Johnson? How about that?
Yeah, and Gase deserves credit there, too. Gase, he benched him. I think that's something different than you've seen from the Todd Bowles regime.
No question about it.
This guy's not playing well. Let's try somebody else. So I applaud them for doing that.
And I thought Hairston played
pretty
well.
That's something we haven't seen in a while.
I thought Hairston, outside of the penalty, even on that play when Beckham caught that one-handed
pass,
he was all over him.
Yeah.
Hairston was all over him on a play.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of an unknown guy, you know, for Jets fans. And for us, he came in late in training camp. They made a trade with the Colts for him. But he's a guy who started a lot of games for the Colts.
Yep.
So
didn't he get hurt?
With Indianapolis, and he kind of fell out of favor with the new regime. So, you know, we'll see if he can do something for
didn't
them.
He
like
get
we
hurt?
Talked about, there's nothing they could do with the current corners they have.
Right.
They got to try different guys.
Didn't he get hurt in this game, Hairston?
He got hurt toward the end, but we talked to him after the game. He seemed fine.
Okay.
I don't think it was anything serious.
Do we know what the Trumaine Johnson benching was about? Was it being late to a meeting? Was it just him being really bad at football? What was it?
I think it's him being bad at football, not playing well last week. I don't think they love his attitude. I don't think it's about him being late, though, like a disciplinary issue. I think it's the total package right now with Trumaine that this current coaching staff does not really love.
So what do they do next? I mean, do they cut him? They could. Or
they could.
I
mean, that's a dicey move to make when, if you keep him, unless he starts really squawking and things, and causing problems. If he's going to be okay with this, he's a good backup. you got to keep him. I think you got to keep him around. You don't have depth at that position to just go cutting guys. Now, the decision, I think he's going to be gone in March before his money gets guaranteed. They're going to have to eat a lot of money there. But I think they'll do it because, clearly they don't like this guy.
By the way, can I throw this at you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if this means anything, okay? It may not mean a damn thing, but I want to point it out. Maybe you have more insight, Brian. Jamal Adams has unfollowed the Jets on Instagram. What's going on?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is he mad at the Jets? Is he mad that they're terrible? I mean, what's the deal here?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Is he going to demand the trade,
too? I wasn't aware of that before right now.
Yeah, no, it just happened.
Is he going to demand the trade, too, Jamal Adams? Is that happening?
Now they got player. They got one player on defense. Well, Mosley's hurt, so I'm going to leave him out of this. But last night they had one player on defense and one player on offense that you looked at and said, like, can you get 10 more of them with Jamal Adams and Le'Veon Bell? They need some more of those guys on this team.
It's unbelievable. Now Jenkins got hurt in this game too, right?
Yeah, he hurt his calf. So who knows, how quickly he'll be able to come back. And he threw his helmet. He knew he was hurt immediately. After the game, he was saying he hopes it's not bad. He's having an MRI today. But, calf strains don't usually go away in 5 days. So I would think he'd probably be out this week.
The offensive line was horrible again. Now Khalil actually went out of this game and Harrison came in, right, later in the game?
Yeah, toward the end. They play. I think that just might have been like, let's give the old guy some rest. I don't know. We'll have to ask. We'll talk to Gase today and ask about that. Harrison played 18 snaps, but it was at the end of the game. I think maybe they just said, let's give Khalil a breather here. And also Harrison, they may want to get Harrison some playing time. The guy was the starter for the all spring and the beginning of summer, so maybe they just want to get him in the game.
Is Khalil done, or do you think, he's still working his way back, let's give him a little bit of time, because he's been really bad, Brian?
Yeah, I don't think you can pronounce him done, but you're definitely concerned watching him. Was it Parcells that said, you know, when you think about retiring, you are retired? So you're always leery when these guys come out of retirement of how much, you know, they have left. And he hasn't looked good in the first two games. I'm not ready to pronounce him done yet, but we're going to be watching him closely.
All right, how about Simeon? Do we know what the injury is yet on him?
No, I mean, but, you know, he, in the locker room after the game, he was on crutches. He had a boot on the leg. So I don't think it's going to be good news. I was shocked he got up and walked off the field.
He did limp, though.
It was shocking. So, you know, I would think it'd be maybe a high ankle sprain, something like that. And, you know, I don't see him playing Sunday.
Which quarterback that Adam Gase has a history with they going to bring in to be his backup?
Is he trying to get Peyton Manning out of retirement, too?
Yeah, maybe Peyton will come back. I don't think Tennessee's trading Tannehill, right? They need him because Mariota hasn't looked good. I don't know. I don't know where they're going to turn. I mean, they could sign Davis Webb off the Bills practice squad if they wanted to do that. Davis was with them all training camp. You know, he's another
That's
guy
great.
With no experience, though. I think you need to get somebody in here who has a little experience.
Well, Faulk's going to start. I mean, if Faulk's
going to
start.
Yeah, Faulk's going to have to start, I think. They're not going to be able to get somebody ready in 3 days to play the Patriots.
What a disaster.
But, you know, I'm not sure which way they're going to turn here.
Wow. I'm telling you, you're going to get tweets, and we'll maybe get a phone call or two that'll sneak through. There'll be an article written about how the Jets have to sign Colin Kaepernick. You know that's next.
Oh, my God. Somebody already said that to me.
I already heard that. It's already happened.
I already got that from Mitch Amster. Let's bring Kaepernick in.
Yeah, well, that happens whenever anyone has a quarterback injury. I'm sure they heard that in Pittsburgh.
How about
right?
Tim
in
Tebow?
Orleans,
is he healthy yet from his baseball injury?
How about Hackenberg's out there?
Oh, my God.
By the way, I went to the game last night. The guy five rows ahead of me, this guy...
Thank God I didn't go, by the way.
You made such a great
deal.
You're so much wiser than me in a lot of ways.
I'm not wiser. I just I'm so happy that right after Le'Veon fumbled, I just went to sleep.
That's when I got up. That's when I said I'm leaving.
I'm done.
An hour and a half later, I'm at home. Yep. But the guy five rows in front of me, he actually left his house wearing a New York Jets Tim Tebow jersey.
How do you do that? You can't do that.
How'd you buy it to begin with?
What are you thinking about? And then to wear it out
there? Yeah, he wears it.
I saw somebody tweet a picture of a Ja'Kai Polite jersey.
Oh, are you serious? Come on.
That's actually funny.
Ja'Kai Polite.
We barely knew ye. Yeah, so what'd you think of the black uniforms?
Oh, come on. I'm sure Christopher Johnson loved them. How bad is this owner? How did he hire Adam Gase? He had Mike McCarthy. You could kill me all McCarthy till the cows come home. This guy is a terrible head coach. He will not be here in 3 years. And the fact that he sold a bill of goods to this guy, Christopher Johnson, oh, my God.
Hang in there, Joe.
I can't. I'm really. It's disgusting. And they got no shit. They're going to be 0-6. Let's be honest. Brian. What shot today? They're going to get beat by 60 next week. Bill is going to run the score up on them so bad. He might go for 70 against them. He might. He might think about 70 on the Jets next week.
Yeah. It's hard to argue with that. We had a conference call with Bill this morning. And he sounds very worried about the Jets.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure he's worried.
It's going to be a challenge.
He's concerned about that.
They got to be firing on all cylanders.
When is Sam coming back? Is he going to be back for the Eagle game?
Well, that's the question. That's really the answer to your question about 0-6. Is, you know, can Sam get back? I've heard positive things. You know, I think they're hopeful that he can get back for the Eagles game. That to me seems a little quick from what the doctors have been saying. But, you know, if he's not back for the Eagles game, maybe he gets back for the Cowboys game at home.
Does it matter? Are they beating the Cowboys? Are they beating the Eagles? I mean, they're not beating the Patriots.
I don't think they're beating the Eagles in Philly. Home game against the Cowboys, maybe.
Yeah, when it's 80% of the crowd's going to be Cowboy fans. Like the game is going to basically be like it's in Dallas.
I don't think Ty Montgomery is going to get his positive vibes from the crowd.
I was going to say. By the way, you know, you talk about the Patriots putting up 70. That's not my fear because I don't think that's the goal right now. You know what Bill wants? He wants a shutout. He wants to continue. Because think about it. Yep, they gave up three to Pittsburgh.
Right.
They shut out Miami.
Right.
If you go back to the Super Bowl, they gave up three there.
Yeah, but he's going to run it up. He's going to put 70 on the Jets. Well, that's what he wants to do.
See, I think he wants the shutout more than anything. I agree. That is the thing. That's the sexy thing. He'll take 28-0 over 75-14. You know what I mean?
Now, I think the defense could score 14 points for the Patriots.
Yeah, well, that's possible. We've already
seen
that.
Well, the Jets really have not turned the ball over yet. I mean, I don't really, you know, like the turnover that really didn't count in the Buffalo game. And even the one with Le'Veon yesterday, the game was over when he fumbled.
Yeah.
So they really haven't turned it over in a spot that's really hurt them.
Yeah.
To
Patriots'
this point.
Defense looks pretty freaking good. And if Luke Falk is out there for, you know, 50 to 60 snaps and they're behind and throwing,
this is
I could see a defensive touchdown in this game.
Alabama Rutgers this game. No, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, what was it? 20, I saw 22.5 was the number I saw.
Oh, is that what it is now?
Yeah.
22.5?
I got it at 21.5.
You
got
to lay
now.
The points. You got to. You have to. I mean, with Falk, and he didn't look bad yesterday, but.
I thought he played well. I thought he played well because they're in the situation.
In 2007, the Jets were 20.5-point underdogs against the Patriots. And the Jets only lost by 10. They covered the number.
That was also Chad Pennington at quarterback.
That was Chad Pennington.
It was a little different situation.
I'm just pointing out that.
No, I understand.
We have seen a spread like that before.
No, I get it. I get it.
That's 2007, Evan?
Was that Pennington? I think it was Pennington,
it was
wasn't
Pennington,
it?
It was Pennington, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And Brady was mean.
Pennington or Clemens, right? Clemens played that
year. Chad started that game, but Brady was very mediocre that day. Yeah. That was the real key. I mean,
but they lose 20-10?
Yeah, 20-10. They held him to 20 points.
The game,
yeah.
And they were in the game yesterday. If they don't make the mistakes with the penalties, because the Browns are not world beaters, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, Cleveland didn't play any kind of tremendous game yesterday. Let's be honest
about
that.
No, they should have been winning by a lot more.
Of course.
You know? Yeah, I was surprised at how poorly they played. I thought Baker wasn't very good.
He wasn't.
You know, he ended up with good numbers, but he was all over the map.
But here's the plays he hit. The one-handed play to Beckham, the touchdown to Beckham, the 89-yard touchdown, and here's another play that was a killer play. 3rd and 20. They're going to be off the field by halftime at 13-3, and he hits Jarvis Landry for the first down.
Yes.
Those are the three plays that really, to me, outside of the penalties, that killed the defense.
Yes. Yeah. No, I would agree with you. Yeah, because I thought he was really inaccurate, but then when the Jets gave him some time to throw, he had a few big ones. And, you know, the Beckham touchdown, I don't know what the heck the defense was doing on that. I mean,
if
you guys watch it again, watch Marcus May on that
play.
He
runs away from him.
Where is he going?
Where's he going? Was he trying to get the angle on him? What is he doing?
Evan, you can probably find it on Twitter. The next gen stats.
Yes.
You know that stuff.
Yeah, I've seen.
They do diagrams of the play.
Yeah.
So you can see the players running.
Right.
The Marcus May where he runs on that play is very funny to watch.
Well, that Odell play, really everything Odell did yesterday, we saw over his time with the Giants.
Right. Yeah.
You had him throwing
the cramps.
Off. Yeah, the cramps.
Right.
The visor issue, he's yelling at the officials. Right. The incredible breakaway on a slant. He goes 89 yards. And we saw everything. And the one-handed catch, the incredible catch.
Yep. Once they didn't get that fourth down, though, the game was over anyway. I mean, at that point, when they didn't get that convert fourth down there and down 16-3, that was it.
Yep.
Yeah, that was their only shot. The offense showed a little bit of life there, and then it stalled.
Yep. Well, Brian, as soon as Jamal Adams demands a trade, let us know.
Hurry up.
Be quick about
Adams wanting to leave.
Yep.
All right. I'll let you know.
See if Gay's going to want to leave, too.
We couldn't be so lucky.
Oh, my God. Is it possible, and Evan already said it, that we may actually one day look back and say Bowles was a better coach than this guy? I mean, it's possible.
No.
I mean,
Bowles
won 10 games in a year.
So.
Is Adam Gase ever going to do that?
Give him some time. Let him have his quarterback back.
I knew it. There you go.
Yeah, he's a quarterback whisperer, man. He knows. He
I'm
knows
not
about
he's
quarterbacks.
A quarterback whisperer. I'm
no, he's
great. Give him a starting quarterback.
He did a great job in the interview. Christopher Johnson, he knows football. Chris got nice uniforms. Oh, baby. God bless.
Just understand, Brian, you were part of this. You were all culpable in spreading that BS about him being a quarterback whisperer and an offensive
guru.
I never
said quarterback
whisperer.
You didn't
want McCarthy. You didn't want him.
I'm going to find it.
I didn't like any of their candidates, if you go back and look.
All right.
McCarthy should be the coach of this team now. He should have been a freaking coach. But that's what do I know? I don't know anything. Christopher Johnson knows football. He knows. I bet if I sat down with Christopher Johnson, he doesn't know who Al Toon and Wesley Walker are. Maybe he's got to look up at the Ring of Honor and say, those guys?
Oh, yeah.
He was following the Jets 50 years ago. Give me a break.
He was worried about the
toilet paper. Who's kidding who? What a joke. I root for three teams that have the worst owners that ever lived. One is worse than the other. The Johnsons, the Wilpons, and Dolan. Can it get any worse than that? I thought Leon Hess was bad. At least Leon Hess by the end said, hey, Wyatt, I'm getting old. I want to win eventually. I mean, what are these guys? All they care about is their stupid uniform, their dumb stadium.
By the way,
let's sell as many tickets as we can to the other team's fans. That's good, too. It's a freaking disgrace.
He's hurt.
Great. Right, but you can't compare him to the Wilpons. It's just not fair.
I can't compare him to the Wilpons because he's just as bad an owner, just in a different way.
Yeah, you know what, Brian?
That's it.
The way I would define the Dolans, the Wilpons, and the Johnsons is they're uniquely bad.
Yes.
They're not similar.
Yeah, they're not similar, but they all stink.
They all
stink.
No doubt.
But I think he's trying to win. I think he's, maybe he's making bad decisions, but spending money, and he spent a lot of money.
Wake me up when winning becomes, when championships become the end-all, be-all, because that's not what they are with the Jets. That's not the case with this ownership.
I understand your argument there.
All right, Brian. Good
talking to you. Thank you, Brian. We know love you, Brian. Say hello to everybody at Florham Park. Send my love to every one of them there.
I'll send a positive vibe, Douglas Johnson, Kelvin Beachum.
Tell Jamal, hey, what do you want to play? You want to play for the Giants? You want to play for the Patriots? You want to go to the Patriots? Go play with Bill? Where do you want to go, Jamal? Where do you want to go? Does he want to go play with his buddies from LSU with Landry and Beckham? Is that where he wants to go? Give me a break.
Like I said, they're always open for business.
Of course.
Of course.
What a disgrace. Jamal Adams. Jamal. Nice penalty there that cost him 3 points.
Well, hold on. First of all, Jamal Adams, and thank you, Brian Costello. Jamal Adams hasn't demanded anything yet.
Well, he better not.
It's just that he's unfollowed the Jets on Instagram.
Well,
I don't know what that means.
Down on everybody.
Well, Adams you shouldn't be down on yet.
Okay.
Because Jamal Adams is a hell of a football player.
He's a terrific player.
And I'll tell you another guy I'm not down on yet.
Who's that?
Joe Douglas. He hasn't done anything.
No, I'm not down on Douglas.
Did
I mention Douglas in that?
Yeah, you did. That's why I'm mentioning it.
Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't be down on Douglas.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything yet. Yeah. Joe Douglas, Jamal Adams.
Sorry, Joe. Don't worry. The clock is ticking, but not yet.
Right.
I apologize for getting on you now.
And here's the captain of guys we can't get on. Le'Veon
Bell. God bless him.
How about Le'Veon?
The only thing I'm worried about is Le'Veon is what's going to happen when this team is losing. I'm worried about that.
Well, I don't know what he's going to do.
But he's been terrific so far.
Right now?
Yeah, no, he's been great. And here's the other thing about Le'Veon. They haven't opened up the hole yet for him.
No, I know.
The guy has not had like a crease to run through. Let's not even forget that.
That's why what he's doing is even more impressive.
No, you're 100% right.
But 100%. What he's going to be at the end of the season and his attitude, I don't know. But so far, I mean, he has said all the right things.
No, Le'Veon's been terrific so far.
He was even tweeting a very nice message this morning. You want to hear what he said?
What did he say?
Here's what Le'Veon Bell tweeted 18 minutes ago.
Calm down? What?
Basically, yes. It's easy to get down, but I don't let that negativity affect me.
Good.
I'm blessed.
God bless you.
I'm healthy, secure, and back doing what I love.
God bless you, Le'Veon.
Yeah, I'm frustrated things haven't gone our way. But I look at life and think, how can I complain? I'm grateful to be in this position and to play the game. So there's Le'Veon Bell.
Staying positive. We love you. So I, in fact, I let you slide on that fumble.
I don't blame him for that either.
No, I don't. You actually did me a favor. I went to bed early.
Yeah, I left. So thank you, Le'Veon.
Thank you.
Got the hell out of that ugly stadium.
So far, Le'Veon, God bless you.
Yeah. So far, so good 2 weeks in.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.